Zakte Mishnah Vayter, Masech Des Ervin, Perig Yud, Mishnah Hay. Lo Yamid Adam B'Rishos HaYachid, a person is not allowed to stand in the Rishos HaYachid, V'yashtin B'Rishos HaRabim, and urinate into the Rishos HaRabim, or for that matter, B'Rishos HaRabim, he cannot stand in the Rishos HaRabim, V'yashtin B'Rishos HaYachid, V'chein Lo Yoruk, and the same would hold true for spitting. He can't stand in the Rishos HaRabim and spit into the Rishos HaYachid, or the other way around. Even though we said in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, you would have to do an akira, you would have to lift it from a makam chashiv, a place that is at least 4x4 tfachim. But when it comes to spitting or things that come out of your body is considered as if it is 4x4 tfachim. So therefore, if someone does do this, it's not just that he's not allowed to, he would mamish be chayiv a karban chatas. Rabbi Huda says, Rabbi Huda adds an additional chumra, Rabbi Huda holds. Af mishanitlash means, talush means to detach. Ruka, his saliva, befiv in his mouth. It's like, you know, when the saliva is already loose in your mouth, even at that point, even though it's still in your mouth, lo yehalach arba amas, he should not walk 4 amas ad sheyarik, until he spits. However, the Batanura says that the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so in this Mishnah we learned the person shouldn't stand in the Rishos HaYachid, V'yashtin B'Rishos HaRabim, or the other way around. For that matter, he shouldn't spit from one Rishos to the other. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even when the saliva becomes like loose in your mouth, you shouldn't walk 4 amos in the Rishos HaRabim, but the Batanura says that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.